other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Today's transmission is going to be quite a challenge because this news is all so important. I have got to be able to somehow go over all of it. And we've got three amazing guests, one in studio. Lyndon LaRouche is going to be joining us to discuss the moves to begin impeachment of Obama that's been going on for more than 2 weeks and has gotten basically zero coverage. We are also going to have author of Dishonest Money, Financing the Road to Ruin, Joseph Plummer, excellent book on the private Federal Reserve. It's a short book, but you can't put it down. Great for newbies out there that don't understand how the New World Order operates, but folks that have researched a lot as well, and you can always learn something new. Excellent book endorsed by G. Edward Griffin, by Joseph Plummer. Available at InfoWars.com, I should add, if you want to support us and the author on the online video bookstore there. And Kurt Nemo is going to pop in as well because he's got an article out, Problem Reaction Solution, Anonymous Promises to Take Down the Internet. Now, it's come out that some of the main hacker groups that have gotten in trouble are actually working for the feds. No kidding. And what they're doing is they hang out a name like Anonymous, and then good people do stuff under Anonymous name. Bad people do things. Idiots do things under the name. But that way you can demonize all of hacking and all of online activism under the name and under the larger rubric of Anonymous. And so I want to get him in here to talk about the evidence that a lot of these hacking groups are working for the government and now saying they're going to shut down the internet, which is exactly what Cyber Command said a few years ago. They said they could attack the web themselves. That's how arrogant they are, like we're not reading what generals are saying, as a pretext to then take control of the web. Then we saw Israel and the U.S., that is the interests that run our countries, launching an attack on the web and on infrastructures, but predominantly on the nuclear systems of Iran with the Stuxnet, and then coming out and saying, we need to take over the internet because of Stuxnet to protect it, of course. Of course. And the internet now is the wired infrastructure of the economy, of the world, of communication. So controlling it is paramount in the globalist paradigm, and they want to get everybody addicted to it when it's open and free, and now they're going to try to phase in the end of the internet as we know it. And I'm going to cover that, the end of the internet as we know it, if you let them. Coming up today, Krypton reports, new Samsung TV has built-in HD camera, microphones, face, and speech recognition. Yeah, just like the Kinect of Microsoft that came out a few years ago. Everything is a two-way AI connection system, and it's been like that for a long time with hidden microphones and cameras, and people find them, and it's like, oh, yeah, right. And then you get the actual specs that TiVo, remember 4 years ago at the Super Bowl, announced, oh, we've been tracking what you watch. Here's the numbers. And people got all upset, and they said, oh, we don't want to discuss that. Never mind. And in places like Pennsylvania, oh, we're watching you at home over your computer. People freaked out. They're like, never mind, we'll stop. We'll stop. They're doing it. And they're getting bureaucrats and corporate chiefs and their minions just prepared to just do it in mass, where so many of them spy on you that it just becomes accepted. And that's why the CIA director came out last week and said, we're watching everything you do in your house. All the new appliances watch you. It's all a declaration of war against freedom by these treasonous, lecherous traitors. So we'll get into that. The latest on the shooting in France, the economy, Iran, Monsanto. I'd seen the Ungevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the Ungevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I am fired up and ready to go. And they just opened the gate up, and I'm on the field. Thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday, 22nd day of March 2012. Hard to believe we're about to end the third month in 2012 here. And I am predicting we're all still going to be here, at least most of us, after 2012. And I predict the mainstream media, the corporate dinosaur prostitute, Decepticon, New World Order types, will claim that I said the world was going to end on 2012. Never said that. I've always had the view it's a hoax, a fraud, a false self-fulfilling prophecy so that people think, oh, it's the end of the world anyways. Why should I get politically involved? Now, I do predict 2012 is going to be tumultuous. And I'm going to be doing some special reports on InfoWars Nightly News in the near future on 2012. In fact, I'm going to mark that down because I keep intending to do that and I haven't yet. So 2012. Another program note, last week I interviewed Billy Corrigan of the Smashing Pumpkins in studio, in the TV studio, and it's ready to air tonight. And I said a few days ago I would air it tonight. There's even some news articles out there saying Alex Jones is going to air this big exclusive Billy Corrigan interview tonight about the New World Order, you name it, the nature of consciousness. He hasn't done something like this ever. He did a talk with the Sex Pistols lead guy a few years ago that's been watched millions of times and been very popular, talking about the Illuminati, New World Order, stuff like that. This is in-depth for over an hour. And this morning, I noticed there were news articles about the interview coming up tonight. And I thought, you know what? This is disrespectful to Billy Corrigan that I did a promo video for Dave Mustaine, and that interview ended up being in hundreds of publications, and you talked about a lot of important issues. I need to do a trailer for the Billy Corrigan interview. So I'm rescheduling it to Monday. And tonight we will put out a promo trailer for the Billy Corrigan interview. But I will air it Monday. But I always have these incredible guests, incredible breaking news, incredible information, and then never even promote it properly so that it actually gets seen so people understand how important it is. So that is going to happen Monday. So you'll have an extended nightly news Monday. We're going to be back with new shows every day. Monday, we went 8 months with InfoWars Nightly News. I was intending internally to go 2 months and then take a pit stop or hiatus while we tune things. This is beta testing, deciding what type of news show. Will it be 30 minutes? Will it be an hour? How are we going to set the segments up? What are the graphics going to look like? What's our main thrust going to be? What you've seen is simply the training wheels. And the last 2 weeks, we've just been doing new graphics, working on a big announcement that I'm going to have either today or tomorrow. Well, that is a promotional contest video where we put out the rules and announce, hey, we're hiring a male reporter and a female reporter on top of the great crew we've built, the skeletal genesis of this operation. And now I'm looking to get two more reporters / anchors in here. And so we're about to launch that. I've got a bunch of other stuff coming up next week. So that's why I did this 2-week pit stop that's over this weekend. And I'll be back Monday with the nightly news. And I've decided I'm going to do the nightly news 3 nights a week. And then we'll have Aaron Dykes, Paul Watson, or Rob do it. We're also going to get John Bound to do it. Some. He does a great job with the package reports, special reports you've seen him doing. Very thought-provoking. Really impressed with all the work they're doing. Now, because I'm trying to move this in the direction of you don't hear or see Alex Jones all the time. And there's a lot of reasons for that. A, it needs to be about the information, not about the cult of personality. B, I need to spend time, at least a few days a week with my family. But C, and this is most important, I'm better when I can cool my afterburners. I'm better when I can pull in and get new tires, get new fuel, get a quick oil change. And because people have seen it, when I've taken off a week before, which I've only done maybe 5-6 times, a solid week off in the 17 years I've been on air, I come back and people are like, wow, what is going on here? And whereas I get so wound up all the time, and I'm thinking about this constantly, that I almost basically spin out of control. And so it's my goal to have, other people at least once a week. And I'll still do the show 6 days a week, so I'll be on myself 5 days a week. But my goal is to have it where once a week we have a guest host on the radio. And twice a week we have one of the other anchors or reporters do the nightly news. And then as I develop more reporters and people, I intend to segue them into doing the nightly news. And then there's other issues as well where I've already got all these TV stations and cable systems and a national cable channel in England that I looked it up has millions of viewers. And the 2 hours we're on every Sunday, I went and looked at the numbers, 250,000, 300,000 viewers in the UK. And that's not giant, but that's big. I can't even handle now the emails and calls from media wanting to pick up the show and wanting to not have to download it off prisonplanet.tv. And it's in high quality so they can air it on television. But I've got to then research the systems, the uploading, news file sharing. Will I get satellite? I mean, it's just a big, big enchilada to cook. It's a big nut to crack. It's personnel. It's looking at finances. It's trying to figure out I didn't mean to give you a report here right at the start of the show of what I've been thinking, but I mean, you're seeing a public meeting here. You're being told more than my crew's been told, because I'm constantly thinking about what I want to do, what my plans are. And so here I am telling everybody first, because I'm just codifying here on air decisions I've already made and what we're planning to do. And I want to give you this report too. We couldn't have done any of this if it wasn't for you, the listeners, the activists, the freedom lovers over the years that have stood with us against mainstream media demonization and government attacks, who've stood with us under incredible COINTELPRO and globalist internet sock puppets attacking us, and globalist Pentagon systems attacking us and trying to lie about us and dirty tricks, and the Cass Sunstein cognitive dissonance model of them posing as alternative media and posing as conspiracy theorists and posing as patriots and savaging us up one side and down the other. It's never upset me, because I know I'm doing the right thing. I know I'm truthful. I know I'm credible. I know I'm for real. Doesn't mean I don't make mistakes, and I'm a human. My work is like dirty rags before the Creator, but my heart is good, and I'm for real. And the idea that Alex Jones is real, the idea that you're real, you know you're a patriot, you know that you love liberty, you know that you love freedom, that basic fact, that basic realization and understanding is what is truly going to change our society in the final equation. That's what it's going to take, is you realizing that you're a leader and that you have power and that you count and that you're valuable and that you know you're good. And so you can take action against the tyrants. You can take action against the globalists. You can take action against tyranny and corruption and oppression everywhere you see it. And you can help people change their tire. And you can educate a police officer. And you can help an old lady across the street. And you cannot get in petty fights with your family because the system has trained everybody through television and culture to do it. You can stick together as a family and work things out. If it's 1 degree a month that you make things better, it doesn't matter. It's that tribal understanding that it's not just me against the world. It's all of us that love freedom against the technocrats, the criminal structures, the corrupt systems. That's what we're talking about here. And it's not buying into the COINTELPRO, Cass Sunstein White House system, which was going on long before Cass Sunstein. He just wrote public policy papers about, we've got to fund in our funding thousands of operatives to go out and get people in fighting because the mainstream media has no credibility. We've got to pose as anti-establishment to get these people tearing each other apart. And we couldn't have done any of this if you weren't sophisticated enough, when the whole system threw everything they had at us and it boomeranged around and actually helped create a bigger buzz about this radio show. All these attacks were turned into good. We turned it into energy. You turned it into energy. People actually came here and found out what we really do, found out who we really are, no matter how they edited what I said, no matter the camera angles they used to deceive people, no matter the dirty tricks, you know, they've done when I'm at the Texas Capitol or somewhere else with camera angles, or with Michelle Malkin with camera angles claiming I was saying killer, or all the other things that they've done. It's backfired on them because you were sophisticated enough to know what was happening. And I just am horrified to think what the next attacks are going to be like, because these systems haven't worked. But bottom line, the message has been sent. The information is out there. We also couldn't have done this without your prayers. And we couldn't have done it without the AM and FM affiliate owners, managers, program directors who have heard me for years talk about this and have now seen it come true and have had the courage to put me on the air. And then now we have the success of the ratings. I mean, I'm number one in most demographics in Austin, number two in the key demographic of, what is it, 18 to 54 on KLBJ. That's on radio, period. Music, everything. We are in places like Orlando, number one. We're number one in many, many areas. Number one. And that is a example of how popular liberty is. And now I see thousands of other writers and talk show hosts duplicating our research and expanding on it and making it even more powerful. And I know that even if they kill me, The message has now been transmitted, and we've had devastating victories against the globalists. The news is straight ahead.
The abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashed tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat-sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay. Call today.
Some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief.
There's too much confusion.
There's too much confusion.
I can't
get no relief.
Well, let me tell you something. There's not confusion here. Everything that the globalists do in their own documents that have leaked over the years is create confusion in the public. Get everybody following false narratives about Mitt Romney versus Barack Obama. That's a controlled game. That's a controlled sum. That's why they've been shutting Ron Paul out through a long list of frauds. But when all of us stop playing along and get outside this giant Truman Show, this Alice in Wonderland that they've created, and start studying what's going on behind the facade. Listen, you don't have to believe everything I say. I want you to go check it out and find out. 9 times out of 10, it's worse than I'm even saying. If I'm guilty of anything, it's holding back sometimes, if you want to be honest. A lot of people say, oh, this guy, he's a fearmonger. That's one of their memes they put out. This couldn't be true. It's true and then some. What I'm trying to get you to do is to go and test the boundaries of what you've been taught and what you believe, and to go see if there's any hidden doorways in your worldview. And I think as soon as you look, you'll find they're not hidden at all. And you're going to open those doorways to a wider world. And then you're going to find more doorways to a wider world. And still more. And more. That is the majesty. That is the mystery. That is the magic of life and creativity and the electric creation around us. I mean, spring is such a exhilarating time with all the little flowers and the life and the clear night skies. You can feel it resonating with your soul. And then you go watch television or you go see a football game, and it might be exciting at one level, but it doesn't feed the soul. It doesn't satisfy. It doesn't deliver the goods. We've got more electronics, more entertainment, more carnival distractions than humans have ever had. And in every major study, people are less satisfied. There's more porn. There's more topless bars. There's more sex. There's more drugs. There's more of everything. And people are not satisfied. You know who's satisfied? People that truly do serve humanity. People that truly engage in exploration. Dangerous exploration. Humans are meant to be challenged. And the globalists have created all these artificial avenues, warfare. That's what some of our best people do, join the military, because they're instinctively seeking the challenge, but it's working for the globalists in the final equation. There's some good done, but overall it's for an evil overall mission. That's why so many join police, because they're looking for adventure and excitement and challenge. And they want to show that they've got it, not to others, but to themselves. The problem is those directing it from on high are slowly but surely twisting that mission. It is the wanderlust. It is the spirit of exploration that empowers humanity. Now, we've got Lyndon LaRouche coming up with some bombshell info on impeachment of Obama and his inside sources. Joseph Plummer, author of Dishonest Money, is going to be joining us for 30 minutes. And Kurt Nemo for about 20 minutes as well on some big news, problem, reaction, solution. Anonymous promises to take down the Internet. Of course, the government will have some. Oh, it's Anonymous. It took it down. Now we're going to blame the general public. And people are like, hey, Anonymous does good work. Some people under that name Anonymous, but it's tailor-made to blame the whole when it's completely anonymous. Just like Occupy Wall Street was set up and pushed by globalists, good people showed up because it was a nebulous calling for going after corruption in Wall Street, and then George Soros and the White House could come in and take it over. That failed, so then they, under a Homeland Security sweep, SWAT teamed them nationwide in a single night and started arresting them and now charging them with felonies. Because they couldn't co-opt it. They wanted a plastic revolution, like the ones they've stimulated in the Middle East. But not to bring liberty and freedom, but to bring Al-Qaeda rule. And here it wasn't to bring going after the insiders on Wall Street engaged in corporate crony fraud. It was to give those crony fraud people more power. We'll be back with key news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Heavy metals like mercury and lead and even nuclear radiation have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-round remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. You have found it, the front lines of the info war, the tip of the spear. I'm here 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. And then, of course, we have the nightly news, 7 o'clock. Weeknights at PrisonPlanet.tv, and we are running in perpetuity a 15-day free trial where you can go sign up for the monthly subscription. It's $5.95 a month. That's a quarter of the cost or less a day of a cup of coffee, and you finance what we're doing. If you like the kind of guests we're having, if you like the fact that we're reaching millions and millions of people every day conservatively, well, I mean, we're reaching like 10 million people a week on YouTube. I always say we reach 15 million people a week. That is a very conservative number. I've got to revise that. I've done some breakdown actuaries. It's a great responsibility. I'm not here bragging. Hey, we reach a lot of people. I'm saying, wow, we're actually having an effect. Every day now, I see articles we break, reports we put out at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that end up being picked up by big newspapers, big publications, and more, they're actually saying, as first reported by Infowars.com. In the old days, they'd never give us credit for anything, but we've become a major news source. And we'd already knocked the door down, in many respects, 4 or 5 years ago, But I tell you, the Drudge Report, drudgereport.com, the biggest news aggregator in the world, the number one driver of news traffic on the planet, linking to us in the last 5 years and accelerating that because we break more and more news that's pertinent, has really also super energized Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as the names in hardcore, avant-garde, risky, and by risky, I mean risky to the establishment, information. And that's why it's so important that all of you realize that we're not going to have this free web forever if the globalists keep moving in this direction. So we need to, A, fight to keep the web open and free, freer. It's not totally free now. That's A. And B, use it like it's not going to be here. And those two things go together. It's use it or lose it. And I've got some internet news I've got to get to here in a moment. I haven't even begun getting into all of the news and information. Come on in. I see you guys stacked up there with some breaking news. Let's see what this is. Turkish government goes for gold, seeks to transfer private gold holdings into bank system. Yeah, I saw that. And a bunch of other governments are moving in that direction. Obama's put a joke out saying, if I told you, I'd have to kill you. Yeah, we've got some of that. Sarkozy's now saying visiting hate or terror websites will be punished. Yeah, they're going to use this, these sad deaths over there to take free speech. And I've got to tell you right now, this whole thing has all the hallmarks of a staged event. So now visiting websites that they say are hateful. By the way, they list Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in many European nations as hate. You will be punished for the site you visit. You know, they were watching this guy for years. Turns out he was being controlled by French intelligence. He was allowed to do what he did, bare minimum. They might have just killed some innocent guy up there and thrown him out the window. I mean, who knows? They've been caught doing this before. But now you know by the way they're acting. And boy, he wants to get reelected, doesn't he? And of course, here's the headline, Financial Times, Sarkozy stands to gain most from arrest. No kidding. Remember Obama? Man, if we could just have a new Oklahoma City, I'd get reelected. All those memos advising him. Blow up a bunch of kids. They love to kill kids. I kept telling you, the false flag could come here or in Europe. I'm going to get to that report in a moment. Let me go ahead now and just start getting into the internet news here. New Samsung TVs have built-in HD camera microphones, face and speech recognition. They're basically Kinects that would cost $100,000 for that from any other proprietary system, but cost a couple $100. They face scan you. They voice print you. They've got cameras all over them. New cars have cameras on the front and the back for your safety. Schools everywhere are admitting they're watching children at home on their laptops. Now, when this first started breaking 4 or 5 years ago, people said, Alex, there's not schools in Pennsylvania and California watching kids on their laptops. I even had the mainstream articles where the schools were admitting it and trying to hide it in plain view, and people would call me and talk show hosts would laugh. Now, as soon as it became a big national story, they're like, well, what's wrong with watching kids at home? You go, well, why did they go from saying it's horrible and denying it to saying, oh, it's good? Because before it was proven to them, they were saying, oh, there's no way that's happening. As soon as it was announced, they're so scared, they immediately make a decision to accept it. It's like play acting. They're playing along. Oh, okay, well, then it's okay. Because it would be too scary to think you're living in a society doing that. See, that's how the split-second thing works. And I've been there with media people saying, I can show you government documents and clips where they're announcing world government out of the financial crisis and then it's staged. I can show you their admissions and video. They go, that doesn't exist, you're crazy. Oh, sure. I show it and they go, well, okay, let's go get lunch. But wait a minute. Well, that doesn't matter. We're not going to report on that. You know, Nightline was here. And I've gotten literally hundreds of Twitters and emails, and I've seen comments without even looking going, Jones has done it now. He says that the CIA director says our appliances are watching and listening to us. And I actually read his quotes on air. It's in hundreds of publications, And Pete, in fact, cue up that Fox News clip for me on that. Thank you. But still, people can't believe it. Yeah, the headline of the video is CIA spying on you through your refrigerator. Now, I called Paul Watson about this last week, and I said, do reports on this, please. And he said, well, I got all this other stuff I'm working on. He said, you know, we reported on that 6-7 years ago, and again, last year, Alex. And I said, I know. And he goes, we got the press releases from Google admitting 6 years ago they're watching everybody over the cameras and microphones and that they're NSA. I know, but now they're admitting the former head of DARPA runs it. Okay, yeah, I'll do a report. Never did. I'm not mad at him, but you know, for us, we're so acclimated because we already know we're telling the truth that when it's admitted, I mention it, and people go, oh, that's crazier than him saying that the plastic lining is an estrogen mimicker and feminizes men. And then hundreds of George Soros-connected groups came out in a meme in organized attack and said, I was insane. And I do talk shows to this day, and they go, you're the crazy guy who thinks that juice boxes make us gay. And I said, what I said was, here's all the government documents, how they chose this type of plastic to feminize men. And by the way, the big part of the report was, give you breast cancer. Give you breast cancer and prostate cancer. You need to be concerned about that. And they're like, shut up, homophobe. And I'm like, listen, it's causing the frogs and fish to be hermaphrodites. This is a planned program. It's running off into the lakes and streams. And they just go, shut up, homophobe. And I'm like, listen, it's not about that. These chemicals are giving you cancer. Shut up. Like the Coney guy. Nah, nah. So that's what's going on. And this is the type of invincible ignorance that we deal with. All the new TVs, everything. You won't be able to buy a cell phone that isn't a smartphone. You won't be able to buy a TV or a computer that doesn't track you two-way. And they're wired under federal regulations and global regulations where you cannot deactivate it. When your phone and computer is off, they are designed under global regulations on record to turn on and watch you. And you're like, well, I just will unplug it. You have to unplug it physically. Because not just the computer router, the cable, the power cord, has data over power line. And then I get emails saying, prove it. Hey, if you're too dumb to know about data over power line in place for 20 years, okay, just because you're ignorant, like the guy that came to me in the pizza place 10 years ago and poked me in the back and said, you're a liar about goats that are part spider. He said, I went to biology in the 70s at UT, and I didn't even argue. I said, whatever you want, then just get out of my face. Again, I don't have time to sit here and play games with you. I don't have time to sit here and have people go, oh, that's too extreme. It's 2012. All this is going on. Chemical and biological weapons are added to your food and water on record, and now they are publicly admitting they're doing it because we've been exposing them. Their psychological warfare chiefs have now moved to the model of hiding in plain view. Now, for over a week and a half, it's got to be 2 weeks almost now, I've been reporting on this Petraeus thing, and now it's coming out in the news. I was listening to BBC this morning driving in, and they were on there, and they were doing a show about how they use Kinect to watch cricket players and soccer players to train them better, because it's a body scan, and I knew it was coming, and at the end of the report, I knew it. They said, soon we'll just implant chips in all the players. And I knew that was next in the report, because I know the script. It's repeated. It's a talking point. And I was sitting there driving in the car. My dad was calling me, and I said, I'm not going to answer that right now. I have to wait till the end of the report. And I was waiting, and anybody who listens to BBC, they'll air it again and again today. The answer is get implantable chips. Soon, if you're going to be on the team, you're going to have an implantable chip. See, they phase it in. First, it's Google goggles you're going to wear. And then it's 3D interfaces, and then it's apparatus you wear it. It'll be the cool thing to do. And I've got Department of Defense documents from 1970s saying how they would roll it out as stylish and cool. And for people in prison and for people with degenerative disorders. And it's all going to sound great. And it would be good if it didn't have Trojan horses built in. So the globalists, in their own words, say they're forcing an artificial evolution. I call it a de-evolution, because all these systems are meant to control. If the globalists do everything they can to dumb us down and poison us, do you think they're going to give us all these technologies that are going to empower us? No. Early on, they let us use a freer internet to get addicted. Now that the wires are all going into place, they're saying, now it's not going to be free. Now you're going to go to jail if you visit the sites we say are hate. And at public schools and universities in the U.S. and worldwide, the software they pay for blocks InfoWars and Prison Planet as hate and hacking. And you never even know it exists. Now, I'm a problem because I've broken through at every level of media. They're not just going to be able to censor me and shut me down. But here it is. NSA boss says agency does not monitor your email. Total lie. They've been caught lying over and over again because in their own DARPA meetings that are public, they admit everything is run through. But see, they've got subgroups like Total Information Awareness that I was on RT the other day. They were saying this new group, it was set up in 2001 by Admiral Poindexter. Then when it got exposed, they moved it to a private group. So it's true. They actually have subcontractors that read your email. That's just like whenever they had HEB TV pieces on the grocery store locally years ago going, we thumb scan you now when you come through and buy your groceries. But don't worry, it's not a image of your finger. It's some zeros and ones. Well, technically, it is zeros and ones that they create an algorithm from, but it is an image of your finger. So it's all these games. And so now the NSA director's in there before Congress, in front of the congressman that thinks that islands will capsize if there's too many troops on them. I'm not kidding. And he says, no, we don't spy on people because it's illegal. Meanwhile, though, they've got the head of the CIA. Remember just 10 years ago they said the NSA didn't exist? Remember that? I would get calls 15 years ago saying, Alex, there's no such thing as the NSA and Echelon. Quit lying. Even though it was in all the congressional documents, the public said it doesn't exist because you don't do that in America. Now we've got all this happening. NSA boss's agency does not monitor your email. And Easter bunnies are real. Superman's real. Next, you can tell, and Obama loves us. And Holder doesn't want our guns. He just wrote public letters saying totally ban them and brainwash the public. But he's a nice man. You see, when you're not aware of the brainwashing and believe the lie that, oh, it doesn't exist, that's a conspiracy theory, the government's benevolent and loves me, you're just wide open to this. All I'm saying is open the blinds, look outside in the wider world. You are being manipulated. You are being targeted. And you better start looking into it, because once you do look into it, you're going to find out Alex Jones has been telling you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but it. Okay? It's just my verbal skills cannot enunciate and cannot orate and cannot transmit to you the full spectrum magnitude of the scientific dictatorship. But you can go read the Wired magazine article with the quotes from the NQTEL CIA Google controlling system. That's who that is. We'll spy on you through your dishwasher. And he goes on in the quotes saying it's transformational. All devices are already having it built in to watch and listen to you. And he went on to say privacy is not what it used to be. You know, just basically just accept it. That they're going to do it. I mean, I've read the quotes on air over and over again. Meanwhile, I still have people thinking I'm making this up. Okay? I mean, here's another Wired magazine article. The NSA is building the country's biggest spy center. Watch what you say. See, that's why Petraeus has come out and said all this. They want you scared. They want those of you that are intellectual and informed, or at least know how to tie your shoes and know this is classical tyranny, to get scared. Well, you better be scared of getting scared. You better be scared of giving in to these guys, because in thousands of their documents, once this electronic panopticon technocratic system's in place, what they're going to do is release bioweapons and say terrorists did it and kill everybody. Oh, yeah, that's why I'm not worried about them killing me. That's why I'll get on air and read public documents that the government is a bunch of narcotic trafficking murderers, because I want my kids to make it and I want their kids and your kids to make it. I'm doing what a man does. When there's no chance for our people, if we don't fight these guys, I'm doing all I can do. It isn't about me selling out to a system that plans on killing everybody. Do you understand that? That plans on getting rid of all of our speech, staging false flag terror attacks, and banning it. Sarkozy's saying you'll be arrested if you visit InfoWars.com. Because I know in France, I've confirmed, because Paul Watson's parents live there, when he goes to visit, all the time InfoWars is blocked and listed there. Train stations in England block us, and we're listed as hate. every time the media is here, they say, are you worried about exposing this stuff's going to cause violence? That's the new meme. That's how they're coming after us. Take us out to break with just a minute of Fox News admitting these systems. I'm going to come back and get into the attack on free speech. Here's that clip from Fox News taking us out to break.
Well, security at home now and questions about whether the CIA could spy on people through their refrigerators. There's this report out from Wired Magazine's national security blog that says the CIA director David Petraeus recently spoke about smart technology in our homes, technology that connects a television or an oven to the Internet. It's all supposed to make our lives easier, but Director Petraeus says spies could use that technology to keep an eye on people without their knowledge. Let's take this to the judge. Fox News senior judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano is with us. I mean,
that's enough.
This up.
The full clip is up on Infowars.com. This is a week after we covered it. And I get these emails and things, you know, still not knowing this is going on. And they, quite frankly, kind of soft pedal on Petraeus, what a great guy he is. Petraeus said, we're using this on you, and we're going to use it, and you have no Fourth Amendment. Go read the stinking quotes. Petraeus is a piece of New World Order, traitorous, anti-American trash. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
What's in my stacks of news? Illinois House kills audio recording bill. The Illinois House killed a bill Wednesday that would have allowed citizens to make audio recordings of police officers in public places. Well, it's already on record that there's no perception of privacy in public. That's why the government can record and videotape. So why aren't the police being charged with that? Again, they're misapplying a law that doesn't even cover it. The State House tries to pass a law saying stop putting people in jail for this, and it gets killed. That's like communist China. I mean, this is off the charts. Oh, here's another one. I got a report I want to go over later. All over the United States, they're banning giving food to the homeless, including canned food. They're telling food banks you can't do it anymore. Only the government can do this. Bloomberg's come out and said, no more food banking. They want you on government food stamps in the system, period. I mean, Stalin is the only guy that did stuff like this. They're going after farmers everywhere. I mean, folks, we got bad guys running things, and it's bigger than Obama. It's global. And the entire top brass of the military that's not speaking out, they're involved in treason because the UN has announced through its agents, Obama and others, and Secretary of Defense Cohen, Secretary of Defense, it was the old Secretary of Defense, Secretary of Defense Panetta, that they take UN orders. And that is treason. So they've announced the coup. A bill's been introduced to start impeachment. Hadn't gotten any coverage. They're announcing, hey, we're watching you without warrants, listening to you. Yeah, we're shipping the opium in from Afghanistan. What you going to do about it? That's in the L.A. Times that the government was dealing drugs under Fast and Furious. Yeah, that's been out for over a year. That's been out since last February. We broke it. That whole thing about selling guns and tracking them out of gun shops, that's the ATF released that, hoping to make the story about that, not the drug dealing and all of it. Mafia runs this country. They don't run all the media yet. Here's Sarkozy. Sarkozy, visiting hate and terror websites will be punished. Notice, hate, they tie to terror. President Sarkozy addressed and spoke strongly against extremism, which is criticizing big government, but urged his countrymen not to stigmatize Muslims. Yeah, bring in Muslims at record rates. Again, they're really saying the Muslims are the terror. No, they're going to use this against everybody. After a 32-hour siege, it results in the death. I said they'd probably die yesterday, just like in Spain. Turned out the government did do that. That was even in the Spanish papers. They blow it up. They go kill a few patsies, blow them up in an apartment building. Same thing here. Blow them up, throw his body out the window. Sarkozy has proposed a raft of new anti-terror measures. And he basically went on to say they're going to restrict free speech because it's ideological indoctrination and forced recruitment. And guess what they've talked about? Nationalist groups in France that want sovereignty, the ones that actually, and again, I'm not attacking Muslims here, but I'm saying from that position, the groups that actually want to control sovereignty, they're going to get shut down. You got to love how this works. Here it is. Sarkozy stands to gain most from arrest. Financial Times of London analysis. Report, woman warned French police over Toulouse shooter years before killings. And there were the reports that he was in a prison and allowed to escape in Afghanistan and on a watch list. Of course. Was he just a useful idiot patsy nut they allowed to do it? That's bare minimum, like the underwear bomber who the U.S. government got on the plane. And again, they're saying he's not connected to any real al-Qaeda because it's never real. It's some useful idiot who believes the ideology and is basically a copycat. Copycatting ADL, grandson head, Adam Gadon, head of Al-Qaeda, on the news saying he's going to kill everybody, uploaded in U.S. government video format with the U.S. government bug next to the Al-Qaeda bug. The government uploads these things. So you got the Jewish commanders of Al-Qaeda up there commanding this guy. I can't handle it anymore. It's all going to be used to take our speech. And, of course, I told you how this case would end. Standard deal. Intelligence on.
This is GCN.